I'm like a celebrity around here. Whenever the engine turns on, oh, Marcus is here to do the walkway. Hi, I'm Marcus. I'm 23 years old and I'm a power washing artist. I've gotten a lot of comments on social media stating that this is graffiti, this is vandalism, but what I do actually is a form of reverse graffiti. In colder climates, let's just say it's snowing on the walkway, you can use your finger to clear out the snow and create an image. Or if it's a dusty windshield on the car, if you were to use your hand to draw an image, that's also reverse graffiti. So these are all the rainwater inside. So when it rains, I will collect rainwater. Then once it stops raining, ideally it will be the next day, I'll use the water to, I guess, power my pressure washer to do the art, yeah. This is the where the magic happens. You know, in army, they used to teach us the gun is, or the rifle is our wife, but this one would be, I guess, my wife. Typically, I work on two types of surfaces, which is concrete and cobblestone. So when I'm looking out for potential spots to do my artwork, I look out for how, if I were to clean it, right, would there be a good contrast? Now that I know how clean and dirty walkways look like whenever I go out to eat or just walk around, I can see, oh, this area is not really well maintained. Oh, this area is well maintained. So you will notice normally I'll do a double layer. If you can look at the example over here, so if it's a double layer, that means it's gonna be dirty, and then if it's not, then it's clean. In 2023, we were one of the residents affected by the East Coast fire, so money was tight. At that time, I was serving my national service, and I just wanted to ease the burden a little bit off my parents. So I started power washing as a side hustle. I think it's a very satisfying job, you know, just seeing the dirt being blasted away and then you have to clear the entire area. Things were going very well until one of my camp mates unfortunately ratted me out for moonlighting. So that was where I had to cut my current clients and then stop the cleaning altogether until I OID. During then, I was thinking, what should I do with my pressure washer since I don't want to lose this skill that I have? So that's where I started, you know, drawing simple patterns around the neighborhoods. Then it gradually evolved into more complex pieces, and subsequently we are here today.
I think here to here the step is fine. A bit more of a challenge. Then one big one, and then one safety.
This artwork is a mini game by itself. It's called The Floor It's Lava. The dirty concrete are the safe zones, while the clean ones are lava. So the goal of the game is to get to the other side without touching the lava and avoiding the lava monsters altogether.
Have you all seen him do it, this before or not?
Yeah, a lot.
Do you all like the drawing on the walkway?
Yes. Why? I like it.
How about yourself? Do you have a favorite?
I think they're all very nice, yeah.
But what's your favorite?
I think my favorite is the hopscotch with the positive words. A lot of words of affirmation.
We loved it, we were very surprised, and afterwards the keep kept looking for new patterns every day. Yeah, we were wondering who it was. We thought it was someone coming at night secretly doing it, but now we know it's daytime. We are very happy to get to meet him.
So my first ever art piece was the Merry Christmas mural. It is on a public walkway along one of the quieter roads where I knew not many people would notice. I was a little bit nervous, I have to admit, but I knew that, you know, should any trouble arise, I can just tell, say, hey, I'm washing it off after Christmas. My first official piece where I decided to leave it there and not wash it off was the triangles. I remember taking inspiration from just simple patterns that I saw on the internet that I felt I could replicate. Then subsequently, I took inspiration from creators who are already in this space, and eventually I started to go into more of my own style. So one example would be the Batman Who Laughs mural. I think I was pushing the envelope a little bit. Normally, people will just do the outline and that's about it, but I decided to integrate the clean and the dirty together to try to create a contrast, because Batman's mask cannot be white, right? Likewise for Joker, Joker's face is white, so I didn't want it to be black. So I had to figure out, you know, how do you want to show this?
Like any generator, it takes a few pulls.
What's the most difficult thing about doing this?
I think once you remove a particular section or clean a particular section, you can't do it again. So, no mistakes. When I moved into my current house, I started doing my art at the condo's walkway just opposite my place, and I have no permission whatsoever. However, one day, the condo manager decided to walk in the back entrance of the condo and saw my art. She had originally thought that the art was from one of her contractors and actually liked it, but found out it was from me. So she thanked me through social media and just told me to, please, if you ever want to do the whole stretch, carry on. What I enjoy most about power washing art is bringing smiles to people's face. I think it's an avenue for me to give back to the community and also engage the residents. I do take note of what they would like to see on the walkways and I try to implement it. I just want to make Singapore a little bit more fun. Yeah, not so boring as some would say. So I hope to be able to bring this to possibly bigger walkways or maybe in front of community centers, and I can do more complex pieces.